next week's Girl Talk is very much about men, but it's very important Girl Talk. It really is. But before that, you know, we gotta dance. We're gonna just fling foot and just dance. I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station. Available on Alexa, available on podcast, Android, iPhone, whichever way you get it. How you doing? We're gonna have that. I hope, like me, you to remember that you are blessed and highly favoured, a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem, and the answer to somebody's prayer. Her Health and Happiness is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And this week, I'm going to lift the veil on something I think we all understand, or we think we understand, and that really is health versus fitness. Because health and fitness are two the same. But as I said, I shared this on a LinkedIn article, fitness is not the same as health. Not for women, and definitely not for men. And for the women listening, this conversation directly affects your emotional world, your communication, your relationships, and your intimacy. Listen, there's nothing wrong with looking at a fit man, because a fit man likes a fit girl. But a fit man can still have silent inflammation, heart issues, insulin resistance, low testosterone, rising blood pressure, and emotionally, you're the one that will feel the ripple effect once you get involved. I'm dancing. Okay, I just shared something and you're thinking, and men are thinking, seriously? But that could be the same for women. Of course it can. A fit woman can still have silent inflammation, heart issues, insulin resistance, low estrogen, not testosterone, but yeah, she can have low testosterone as well. Rising blood pressure, and emotionally, that man will feel the ripple effect. But we're gonna look at it from the lens of what happens to men, because the last event I have on the 13th of December in the heart of Soho, Sacred Grounds, you cannot get a better name or a place, is men's health and why the ability to heal yourself is in your hands, right? So I want to break down literally health versus fitness, because when I trademarked the Physical Pension Plan Investment Program back in 2009, 2010, it was health and finance in harmony. When you look at the magazines, they might have Fitness World. We looked about fitness first. It's fitness first, but it's not fitness first. That was the name of a gym chain. But actually, it's health first. And if you talk about it's health and finance, it's health and fitness, it's health and. It's not finance and. Because you have a healthy bank account, you have a healthy marriage, you have a healthy relationship, you have a healthy body. It's always health. You don't have a fit bank account and a fit relationship. You have a healthy. And if you want to have a healthy self and you break it down, it's heal thyself. That's what healthy self really is. It's heal thyself. And the body can heal. So if we break this down, and I'm breaking it down for why men, and I'm not picking on you guys, but I am kind of spotlighting you. Why men confuse fitness with health? Because fitness is about performance. Health is about internal maintenance. Fitness masks symptoms. health reveals them. Men overvalue muscles and undervalue metabolic stability. And women feel the impact through irritability, withdrawal, sexual shutdown, emotional distance, poor communication, anxiety and uncertainty. And I can hear men screaming at the radio saying, that's the same for women. To a certain degree it is. But guys have a way of shutting us out. And women experience the emotional distance. You shut down, we feel distance. You just want to go to bed or you get drunk or do whatever and you don't want to engage sexually and have a conversation. The communication has gone, right? You won't explain what it is, but you do tend to become a bit more short. And that's the issue that we have to have. So when a man's physiology changes, we women feel it emotionally. And that's whether you say something or you don't. When your physiology changes, we go off into guessing games. Oh no, you don't love me no more. What's going on? We start, all this kind of emotional anxiety hits us. Oh my God, have I done wrong? Oh, did I make up the bed wrong? Oh, did I not fold these socks right? We just go into overdrive. And if you won't open up, we have to play a guessing game. And that guessing game is quite dangerous. This is exactly why next month's Unfiltered event is for men. And it's why it's the most important conversation for both men and women. So whilst it's a men's health event, and I do want more men there, and I want as many men to come, three generations of men will be speaking. A young 27-year-old who can really teach you something. Because when I had my last event for women, The Art of Receiving, Resting and Rising, 3-4 times, as I mentioned last week when I shared on the show, I had to turn to the audience and go, by the way, she's only 29. By the way, she's only 29. And then I had to ask her, are you sure you haven't been there before? Because I am telling you, the girl blew my mind. She had everyone on the edge of their seats. And those that came in a bit late and missed her, well, it was an audience of Peterlin. In the break, she was swamped. It was amazing. So I think it's really important that we have this conversation, because Marvin has something really special to share, especially in that he lost his father at a very young age. He was only in primary school. But from his culture, he became the man of the house. That means he's now playing this fatherhood, surrogate husband, big brother role to his younger brother. And his childhood has changed completely. The landscape that he has now is totally different. In terms of mental emotional well-being, how the teachers, how the school system understands and communicates that, especially when they don't have any really understanding of the cultural landscape that he's in, and his beliefs and his mum's beliefs and where he finds himself, that could be quite a hard environment to navigate that he had to deal with for himself. So where he finds himself today and how he's navigated that, really and truly, there may be men who may be in their sassy, sexy 60s, in their fabulous 50s, who will identify with that, and it might explain some of the habits and behaviours or the patterns that you have carried with you that you haven't really paid attention to. So there's always something to learn. And then Dr. Oliver has got some amazing, he's a neuroscientist, he's a doctor, but he hasn't used conventional medicine for 20 years. He's got some great nuggets of information. And then we have Norman, 71 years old, looking like he's 50, fit looking. But the man knows how to be healthy, because it was his health that almost cost him his life, that took him on this road to understand that health is where it is and fitness is a byproduct of that. So I think it's really quite nice. So what I want to do is I want to just have a little conversation around a couple of the topics that we're going to discuss, or they're going to discuss. And me, I feel so privileged because I get to host the event and have these men talking, and I get to ask them questions and actually feed the audience. And you get to ask questions. And so it's going to be really, really powerful. We're going to have so much fun. It's going to be amazing. But I think what's really important to also note, and what's really, really good for us to see, is that, okay, this is one aspect of what's going on. with our health. We go to the doctors, we ask questions, and we don't always get the answers we want. And that's sometimes because we don't ask the right questions. We don't always get access to the things that can help us. But we're also going to be blessed with Junior Bogle, who's going to bring along some herbs as well that he's got, that you'll also be able to get specific herbs that you know already. My friend Leon, one of our cyclists, lives in Jamaica half or three quarters of his life, and he comes over during the cycling season. He brought over the herbs. I have papaya leaf tea. I have moringa leaf tea. I have avocado leaf tea. I have soursop leaf tea. There's so many different teas that he had. I didn't get all of them, but there's so many. They're going to last me over a year. But what they'll do for conditions like high blood pressure and diabetes and all those other things, they're different to your conventional bush teas. I have a whole chart on that. I do a whole lot of work with men as well. So this is quite an exciting time. And to end the year with the men that we love, knowing that far too many men are dying way too early, and the parents that they should be looking after are burying them. We're supposed to be burying our parents, not the other way around. So we need to start taking a deeper look at what actually is going on with our health, and understanding that this doesn't require a gym membership first. It requires an understanding. And so one of the silent killers that we always talk about is high blood pressure. And if you have high blood pressure, then you've got an exaggerated stress response with altered breathing. So you've definitely got some kind of emotional trauma or angry or vengeful or unforgiving thoughts going on. And you're also carrying around excess baggage that you forgot to leave in the left luggage, not for reclaim section. And so you can have it too as men. You have it too. You know, you have a bad relationship, you have a bad breakdown. You can do the same thing that many women do. You can tarnish all women with the same brush. You can decide that women are gold diggers, but they're not gold diggers. It's not that they're digging for gold. If a woman comes along and if her sole purpose is to only find a man with money, she hasn't talked about a man with any other values, then yes, there's a different category of woman. But if she has gone out and she knows what her values are and she knows where she finds herself, she won't be looking for a man with money. She'll be looking for a man whose core values match hers. And it depends on her core values and what she invests in for herself. I won't look for a man to take me to Selfridges and Harrods to shop for me if I don't shop there. I love my little Charlie in Muswell Hill, and they do beautiful stuff. Been there forever and a day since I was 18. If I won't buy myself my clothes from Charlie, I don't expect a man to take me there. But if I shop in Waitrose, then you can't tell me that I need to go somewhere else to shop because my shopping is too high. That's where I've always shopped. And so what I'm saying is I've given myself where I find myself, but I also know what my core values are. I know what my negotiables are, and I know what my non-negotiables are. And so energetically, I'm going to attract to me someone that's of the same caliber. I'm not looking to see what watch and shoe he's got on before I decide whether or not he's a man I can speak to. But I do have my own little things in terms of what I know that I like for myself. So, and whatever, you know, whatever experiences I've had in relationships, that's that person. That's not men. That's me not being discerning enough or following through on the core values that I say I have. So high blood pressure can really literally be hidden burdens pressing. That's literally it is. It's that hidden burdens that are just pressing and pressuring you. It's on the male side, it's stress internalized. It's pressure carried silently. There's a weight of expectation. That's what we're saying, that the event next month is for men who carry the weight of expectation at the cost of their health. And that expectation to provide, to protect, to be there, etc. Rage or frustration beneath the surface, overthinking and sleep disruption. Many times climbing the corporate ladder means you're burning the candles at both ends and in the middle. If you want to be a person, you're a party animal, and you want to be at everything that's going on, you're burning the candles at both ends and in the middle. That's literally what happens. The female emotional experience is like we're walking on eggshells. we're feeling unappreciated, we experience emotional distancing from you, and then there's conflict without explanation. And so what happens is high blood pressure affects your delivery because you only see the behavior but not the biology. That's the problem. We can't see what's going on biologically. Yeah, so your delivery is wrong, but all I see is your behavior. I can't see what's inside of you. So that's why it's a silent killer. I don't know what's happening inside of you. I just know I don't like it. But I can't explain it. And you can't explain it either. But it drives me crazy. And in the end, I start to go to the left, you start to go to the right, and we start to drift apart. And really and truly, all it is that if you allowed yourself to express yourself more freely, then you would release the stress, you'd release the pressure, you'd allow the frustration to come out, you're not carrying it, and so your internal organs won't be weighed down by it, your gallbladder, your liver, your kidneys. You don't want to weigh those things down. This is where we need to get to. Let's play a trail to come back on the other side.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena-sensitive care pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena-sensitive care pads with a skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we are back. Now I know 4 years ago I lost a cousin to leukemia, but what started off as diabetes first, and he didn't understand what was going on with him. But I also do know that there was different histories and traumas, and there was a lot of unforgiveness around certain things that were carried through. And so it comes out in different ways. You know, we think of a sweet tooth as just being a sweet tooth. But usually it's some form of depression. Something is there. And so diabetes, when you break it down into its letters, D-I-A-B-E-T-E-S, really stands for daily inflammation accelerated by eating the excess sugars. And literally, sugar creates an inflammatory response. Now, don't get me wrong, because I've got a sweet tooth to a point myself, so maybe you're thinking to yourself, Jenny, sit on the bench, tell me about it. You're depressed. Certain things in my life get me down, I will say. Regardless of being blessed and highly favoured, amazing, some things can still really make you fed up, right? But you have to be aware of those things, and so you have to monitor them. And I'm doing this Jumpstart Your Finance course. It's really great. I love the guy that does it. Daryl's just absolutely amazing. But one of the things he says, which is true, what you monitor, you manage. And so when it comes to our finances, when it comes to our car, when it comes to our home, when it comes to gas, electricity, all the utilities and all the things we're hearing on the news, we're monitoring those, and we can manage those in one way or another. We can consolidate loans. We can do all different things. But what you monitor, you manage. But when it comes to our health, there is no monitoring going on. There's no monitoring going on. People are just like, I want that. I got to eat it. But if you don't monitor it, you don't manage. Now, monitoring isn't the same as stamping on the scale. That's not monitoring. Because you're looking at your weight. But you're looking at what's weighing you down. And you're trying to lighten the load. But actually, you're not trying to lighten the stress that's creating the load. There's a big difference. So the male side of daily inflammation accelerated by eating the excess sugar is fatigue, mood swings, anger, which is usually liver overload, poor wound healing, and low libido. That's what happens for the male side. It affects erectile function for men's side. It affects staying power. It affects the ability to rise again. And so, but then when guys get that, they start to shut down. They don't understand it because nobody, even today, the medical profession, very rarely, there are some more doctors now becoming a bit more holistic. But this disconnect between what you eat, you are what you eat, and how you where you find yourself is phenomenal. In 2025, how can there be such a disconnect between what you decide to eat, the environment you decide to eat in, how you eat, what you drink, what time you go to bed, and where you find yourself in terms of sickness and dis-ease and dysfunction. So the male side is fatigue, mood swings, liver overload, anger, poor wound healing, low libido. The female emotional experience, I'm not sharing the male side, the female side. Remember, this is based at men. So I'm sharing what some of the symptoms may men have. Then I'm sharing the emotional response, the emotional experience. Bearing in mind, women, that you attach the emotion to the experience, and each time you relive it, the body cannot tell the difference between whether you're actually going through the experience at the time or you're just recalling it in your memory. But you will recall the same stress response every time you recall the experience. So every time you tell your friend on the phone, you know what he said to me, you know what he did to me. Every time you do that, you re-stimulate the same stress response because the body cannot tell the difference between you chatting to your friend on the phone and you actually going through it because it goes through it just through explanation. So that's quite a good point to note because the more people you phone to tell the same story, the more times you create the same stress response in the body. So you yourself can make yourself sick and sometimes you can make yourself more sick than the person going through it. I remember a friend, a husband had gone through some real bad things. He'd done some stuff and it really caused a lot of stress in the family. But the mother died first. And everyone said, I can't believe it. The man's had prostate, he's done this, he's done that. And all this stuff. Can you believe that she died before him? And now, in hindsight, when I think about it, I can say, of course I can. Because every person she had to either justify herself to or explain it to or offload to, her body went through the experience as if it was doing it again. And so she didn't realize by default, and it's gut health. She died from stomach cancer. And it's gut, stomach. It's gut-wrenching, right? It's gut-wrenching. But that's the very area for which it manifests itself in. This stuff is mad. Energy is all energy. Emotions are energy in motion. So this is just as powerful for us women. So you better turn up on the come on the 13th. You're like, oh my God, we need to stop. In our confession for church this year, we have that we will refrain from all forms of murmuring and complaining. Do you know how hard that is? That's hard. And the thing is, it's not just you're refraining from all forms of murmuring and complaining. If you think about it, you're probably cut in half the conversations you have because when people phone to murmur and complain, the minute you take it on, it's transference. You're taking it in. You need to stop it. To begin, I can't talk to you. 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 And really and truly, that's what I should have been doing for most of the year. And I might say to me, oh, holy papay, arguments. It's a big difference. So, diabetes, daily inflammation accelerated by eating the excess sugar, male side, fatigue, mood swings, anger, liver overload, poor wound healing, low libido. The female emotional experience is feeling rejected, confusion over why he's snappy, feeling responsible for his health, and worried about his future. That's what we do. I'm sure a lot of this stuff resonates with you guys, and you're thinking, wow, that makes so much sense. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And if you think about pre-diabetes, right? Pre-diabetes is literally the pressure rising every day ignored before a threshold eventually snaps. So pre-diabetes, P-R-E-D-I-A-B-E-T-E-S, two different versions, right? But the P-R-E in front. But actually, if you're pre-diabetic, literally what it means is that there's pressure rising every day ignored, P-R-E-D-I. Yeah? The A's been missing before, yeah? A threshold eventually snaps. So the male side, it goes, it's denial. It's like, I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine. It's denial. Abdominal weight gain. Or even you can have sudden, really quick weight loss as well. Afternoon crashes and quiet depression. Men don't speak up. They don't really share. So they just internalize it. They find solace in the bottle or smoking or whatever it is they're doing. The female experience is watching a slow decline, carrying the emotional labour and feeling powerless because the communication's not there. So you don't really know how to approach the subject. And most of the time, we actually enable the behaviour because we don't really know what else to do. So the safest thing to do is we think the safest thing to do is to do nothing. But actually, we're actually allowing the behaviour to continue. We're actually allowing the dis-ease to manifest, to come to life. And then we're going to move a bit further downstairs. We're going to look at prostate. We're going to look at prostate and what that means. And again, P-R-O-S-T-A-T-E, right? That's pressure, retention, obstruction, stagnation, tension, and testosterone exhaustion. And that, on the male side, comes up as waking at night, weak flow, fear of cancer, embarrassment. And so fight flight comes to mind. And it's either one of two things. You stay and fight or you turn and run. But the female emotional experience is anxiety, supporting appointments, and then she has her own anxiety and fear, loss of intimacy rhythm, and feeling disconnected. How do we get to our men? How do we help them? How do we support them through this? If he's not opening up, how do I approach the conversation? If he doesn't want to talk about it, how do I help him? If I bring notes and letters and put them on the table for him to see and read, you know, does he feel like I'm pressuring him to do something? Is it an angry response? Or is it a response of, I'm trying to keep you alive? I want you here. I love you. I need you. I don't need your money. It's not that I need your money. I need you to want to be here. I need you to want to be a part of this life. We haven't finished building the empire yet. We've got things to do. Our children need you. We've got a legacy to build and to leave and et cetera, et cetera. Are you ready to go home to God? Yeah, I don't think the answer is probably no. When my pastor used to say that we should want to die empty, I never understood it. But I get it. I get it when my best friend from college died. When they told her 8 days before she died that because of all the chemotherapy treatment that she'd had and she had no immune system, she caught that MRSA bug in the hospital and they said she's got no immune to fight it. Nothing they gave her was working. She's going to die. She laid in that bed completely, her memory, her mental capacity, all there. And just thinking, but I haven't done this, and I haven't done that, and I've got to finish this, and this is not in place. All of those things. 47. I was planning my 50th. She just wanted to be 47. You know, wonderful, wonderful Wayne Campbell. Oh my gosh, God rest his soul. I know two Waynes actually. Another one I met later. So not the lovely photographer Wayne, but the other one, high blood pressure. And, you know, there's no change in lifestyle behaviour. but a decision to not take the medication. I understand the decision not to take the medication, and to a point I can support the decision not to take medication, but I don't support the decision to stop taking medication without first making lifestyle changes. You have to transform your life. You have to take back control. That's why the power to heal is in your hands. It's not that you're on, because I don't know the dosage you're on. I will never tell a person, stop taking your medication today. What I will tell them is, you can't keep raving the way you're raving, because the fastest way to get sick is to lack sleep. If you want to improve your blood pressure, you need to improve your oxygen flow. But you need to improve the way you see things and do things and how you share and communicate. You need to make sure that you understand the importance of hydration and sleep. You need to understand why you do need salt, contrary to what the doctors tell you, because you need it for vasodilation. You need it to help to open up the vessels, but you also need it because you need that for the buoyancy and protection of the cells. So you need to understand what it is you need, how it is you need it, and what it is you need to do. You need to understand with high blood pressure that that HIIT class, that circuit class, that cycling class, all those exciting things, all that drum and bass, all that exciting music, and that's not for you. Tai Chi is yours. Qigong is yours. Walking is yours. Meditation is yours. But those high performance classes, until you bring your blood pressure down and regulate it, that's the wrong thing for you to be doing, because you're pushing the blood pressure higher than it needs to go. And if you don't adjust the breathing and the body does not know how to recover quickly, the internal self that you cannot see thinks it's under constant attack. So you extend and overload the fight-flight experience, which has a counterproductive influence on the very system you're trying to control. So there's a lot to health to learn, but it's such a beautiful journey, because there's a lot to finance to learn, but that too is a beautiful journey, because when you actually have a bank account that's overflowing till it can't overflow no more, you're at peace. But what's the point in having a bank account that can overflow till it cannot overflow anymore, but you can't breathe, or you can't walk, or you can't move well? You wouldn't allow, think of medication that you have to live on for life as viruses and bugs in your finances that slowly erode away the money. So imagine the money being in real time cash, but the medication slowly destroys the money and its value. That's what medication long term slowly does. It destroys the value of your health, or the health that you have left. Medical professionals recognize that the long term effects of diabetic medication is Alzheimer's. And research has shown that by 2040, Alzheimer's will increase by 49%. 49%. That's because a lot of people are on this diabetic medication and they're taking the time to make changes. It's very hard. It's very, very hard. I'm talking to my mother this evening before I came home, and I'm calling the names of her children, but she cannot even remember them, speak their names or anything. It's not a road to go down. It's a horrible disease. And especially when it's influenced by the medication for diabetes, lifestyle changes have got to be the way to go. We've got to get away from eating the daily sugar, the excess sugar, because we have to understand that for every little enjoyment of sugar we're having, We're increasing the inflammation within our system. Let's play the last track. We're thinking, oh my God, this is so depressing. It's not depressing. I don't want it to be depressing. I want it to be uplifted, and I want it to be inspirational. I want you to think, how can I put it? Johan, I'm always calling his name, and I know he doesn't mind. Sorry, Johan, yet again. He had two choices. When he was given and told that he's got 7 tumours and 12 months to live, or less than 12 months, two choices: accept their decision, go home, start preparing to go, or don't accept their decision even, and make a different choice. So if I don't accept their decision, what do I need to do to actually reverse what is within me so that it doesn't take me within the time frame they believe it will? He didn't just go home and say, no, not happening. Now that's a hard mindset shift. But that's a mindset shift or a set mind shift. The doctors have a parameter, a thing. You've got this. This means this. This is how long you're going to be here. That's it. Sorry. Bye. I know when my dad got told he had the non-Hodgkin's and he only had 18 months to live. That was the last day. The last day my dad saw that doctor. And then my dad's whole case was passed to junior doctors. That told me that when my dad passed away, it wasn't on that doctor's and that consultant's list. So his list of people that die was much less, because for every person that you get told they're going to pass and you pass off their case to a junior doctor and that person dies underneath that junior doctor, it's not under your name. I mean, I learned a lot when my dad was sick. And that's not the way I'm going to go. That's for sure. Let's play that trail.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we've got about 14, 15 minutes left, and I just want to cover a few more topics. But honestly, if you go to my Instagram page, at Pelvic Secrets, PelvicSecrets, PelvicSecrets, Charlie, Secrets, you'll find the link for the bio there. If you go to jennyrussell.com, JENN, IRUSS, Sierra Sierra, ELL, Lima, .com, JennyRussell.com. So that's Juliet Echo, November, India, Romeo Uniform, Sierra Sierra, Echo, Lima, .com. You will see the link to click there, or you can go onto Eventbrite and you can just type in Unfiltered Men's Health, 13th of December. Wherever you go, Two for one tickets, you can get along. So women, bring your husbands, bring your partners if you want to, or bring another friend, bring another guy along. Someone you know could do with listening to this. Now, from my studies, I found out that some statistics show that as many as 35 to 40% of men in their 30s, you know, struggle with erectile dysfunction. And literally, erectile dysfunction is like exhausted drive. It's just an exhausted drive. You just don't want to go no more. Mm-mm, not happening. So the male side, well, That's just shame and embarrassment, right? Avoidance, frustration, and low confidence. I remember this film being out years ago in America called Hot Flush, and it was around HRT, it was around the menopause, and it was saying, you know, if men had this problem, they'd sort it out straight away. And I've always said to my friends, you know, when it comes to weak bladders, prolapse, loss of sexual feeling, it's an internal thing for us. You know, the prolapses that happen on the inside, you have a dragging sensation until the organ's actually hanging out of the vagina, which is like stage four, by which time a surgery is the only option you have. But for a man, his tackle is outside. And so therefore, if he's having problems with flow, because the prostate kind of, the urethra runs through the prostate, so that's when it's inflamed, it's going to affect the flow. So that's why the inflammation is so important. Even with diabetes, it will have an impact on flow. If you're struggling to have a natural erection, that's going to cause all sorts of mental, emotional stresses. So the shame, avoidance, frustration, and low confidence are just some of the male side effects. But the female emotional experience is feeling unwanted. Question and attractiveness. It's all about me. It's not about you. It's about me. You don't love me no more. Don't like my body. You don't think I'm pretty enough. I see the way he's looking at that woman over there. And we go into this hole of emotional meltdown. So overthinking, emotional distance increases, right? Erectile dysfunction actually is a cardiovascular warning. It's not a masculinity failure. So you've got an issue with erectile function, check your heart. And I mean emotionally and physically, structurally. So for me, this is important because it's like, let's put it all together, right? Why this matters for intimacy. Because this is where we need to look at it. We need to think that intimacy is more than penetration. It's about honesty. Whilst you men may think that your silence is protecting your pride, we women think your silence means rejection. So you're doing your own protection and preservation. And because you're not communicating that to us, we're thinking you're getting ready to go, you want to leave, you're rejecting us. But when you open up, we can relax. When we feel safe, you heal faster because you've got your cheerleader on your side. We carry the emotional consequence of your unspoken health issues, but you carry the structural ones. And when you're holding on to these things, you may not even have realized that you've changed the way in which you breathe. And just by default of holding your breath or hyperventilating, you're creating a more acidic environment within. And that acidic environment tells the body that it's in more danger. So you're actually opening the door to more problems, not less. You're creating more chance for more inflammation and more stagnation and more problems. And so the problems proliferate over time. And what starts as one thing becomes something different. And if they're going to go in and start to do biopsies and all different types of things, that can create all sorts of problems further down the road. And so it's really important to understand that anything to do with your health and vitality needs to be something that you need to find the courage or the confidence to share it with your person. If you guys really love each other, this should be a conversation, as hard as it is, you can have. And then you look to see what avenues you have, what choices you have, and what solutions are possible for you. The doctor should not be your first point of call. I'm sorry, this is me going to say, it's not always the doctor you go to first. First and foremost, maybe check your breathing. Am I holding the breath? What am I holding on to? What am I not letting go of? I may be embarrassed at work, but why am I embarrassed at home? Ask yourself certain questions. Pride always comes before a fall. So am I being really proud for? Why am I being proud for? This is not a moment for pride. This is a moment for humility So can I humble myself? Can I humble myself? You know, do I have that level of communication with my partner that I can do that? Because if you don't, then I think that's where you go to the doctor. And before you're looking at creams and medications and surgery, you're asking a doctor to help you to share this information in a way that you believe will be received correctly by your partner so that you can hold on to the relationship, because this is the time when you need support. And your doctor will have the means to do that. You don't need an antidepressant, but you do need something. There needs to be somebody that you can open up to. And so, you know, I think the hard thing about all of these conversations is so many comedians have made so much out of vilifying these topics, making derogatory jokes and comments about them, that if you start to experience them, you think, well, I can't, if I go and tell my boyfriend, my male friends, they might start taking the mickey out of me. If I tell my wife or my girlfriend, will she understand? Will she leave me? You can have the same anxieties we have, you know? But a doctor could help you, or a coach. Find a coach. But men are more likely to invest in their well-being and get themselves where they need to be. But if you're both worried about the investment for yourself, you've got to remember, sickness costs you so much more than what you think you're taking out of your pocket. So, yeah, I would always suggest, if you can get the help you can, well, the help's available. It's called the 13th of December, 54 Dean Street, Charing Cross end of Dean Street, Sacred Grounds, unfiltered, 2-for-1 tickets. So, what we can do to navigate these issues, like I said, if you talk early, you talk honestly, and you get checked, that can take away so much anxiety and actually probably save yourself a lot more problems. The longer we leave things, the worse things get. That's unfortunately how it goes for body, for finance, for everything. Don't mask your symptoms of fitness. Start understanding your hormones, because your hormones are just as important as ours. Start understanding your hormones and your hormone season. You have your own menopause as well. And for women, we need to be approached with softness. We need to replace criticism with curiosity. We need to learn the signs of silent inflammation. We need to understand nutritional lifestyle. We're feeding our husbands. Yeah? We're feeding our partners. So let's make sure that we treat them to optimal health and we have the other things now and then with full awareness. So if we learn the signs of silent inflammation and we ask how your body's coping instead of what's wrong with you, this can make a massive, massive difference to where we find ourselves. So we're giving men the mic, not to test their strength, but to open up to their truth. Because conversation and compassion change everything. All change starts with a conversation. And when we're looking at fitness, I am carrying my Swiss ball. I'm carrying 2 dowel rods. I'm showing you 2 exercises on the ball. I would like a couple of volunteers. But I guarantee you, the fitness you believe you have will be revealed with 2 sticks and a ball. Just saying. I'm just saying. If you're strong and stable, it's all right. But if you're not, well. But it's good. Because once it's exposed, you know what you need to do. So our time is fast spent. We're coming to the last minute. I hope this show has been useful. I love it. I'm just really looking forward to seeing how we can share information from 3 generations, 20s, 50s and 70s. How my Swiss ball and 2 dowel rods can help to show men how much of their body they are not using, even if they think they're fit. And proving that fitness without function is false confidence. That's it. Bring your wife. Wives, bring your husbands. You can email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. You can find me on LinkedIn, Jenny Russell, J-E-N-N-I. Facebook, Jenny Russell, Pelvic Floor Secrets. TikTok and Instagram, @pelvicsecrets. But I know that together, if we work on transforming one life, and that one life shares one testimony, and that testimony gets around into that circle of influence, and those people want to have what you're having, then we can start to change more than one life. And the movement can continue, and we can create a global transformation. Black men, you are too valuable and too beautiful to be dying this young. Men shouldn't be leaving us behind. Yeah? Stay strong, stay well, stay blessed. Until next week in health and happiness. This is Jenny saying, love, light, and happiness to all.